This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of Free Talk Live, the final hour, and you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about because it's Free Talk Live and you're free to call in and talk live right here on the airwaves. We are live 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week. Somebody is in here doing Free Talk Live. Now, it's not always me in the first chair. My name is Mark.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
It's because it's Sunday. Y'all are in, and you're the Sunday crew, and have been for some time, right? Like, Melanie, you took a little time off to have a baby. How is little Lysander?
He is great. He's standing up. He can't get back down from standing up, so then he just screams, and we have to put him down. He can say dad.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to kiss butt to the parents. They're the ones who take care of you. Yeah, it was a big day when Jack could say mama the first time. So.
Well, he can't say mom. I'm always there, so he doesn't have to ask for me.
Right.
Bob's always gone, so he has to ask for him, so yes. He learned how to do that.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, those are the first three words my son learned, which was mama, dada, and honey. And that's the dog.
Oh, okay. Like, interesting. Who's he got a date with all of a sudden?
Yep, that was his word.
He could kind of say, I'm not sure if that's real or if I'm imagining that. But, like, I feel like he could say,
Yeah. That's exciting times. Things change very quickly at that time frame. How old is he?
Almost 8 months. He'll be 8 months in a couple of days.
All right. So, apparently, I don't even know why, but... What you've told me, Richie Rich, is that Russia is selling citizenship.
Sure. That's one way to say it. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Putin signs a law allowing foreigners to become Russian without giving up existing citizenship.
Okay. Now, that's important. The United States will tell you that you have to give up foreign citizenships, but they really don't enforce it.
Okay.
They really kind of can't, because if the U.K. is like, I still consider you U.K., the U.S. can't. I mean, they can, but can they really be? Well, I decide what the U.K. thinks. Like,
yeah. So we'll get into it, but that's one of the questions I had. Like, if I become a Russian, am I stuck being a Russian too? Like, will they let me out?
And if you vote, then you'll be a Russian influencing the U.S. election.
And I don't vote, so it won't even matter. Just weeks after being introduced to Parliament, a new law simplifying the naturalization process has been signed by the President of Russia. On Friday, President Vladimir Putin put pen to paper to revolutionize the country's citizenship laws. From July onward, foreigners living in Russia will be able to become citizens of the country without giving up their existing passport. Although rumors...
And this seems to be a thing, is having two passports. And people really want to have more than one passport.
Right, because there's certain places that you're not allowed to go with the United States passport. And if you want to go there...
Well, hold on. So when you say you're not allowed to go, what do you mean?
That if you have the existing passport, they don't let you travel there.
Well, you need to get a visa to go there. And in many cases, visas are as simple as writing writing on a website saying, I want to go. So China, for instance, people say there's not visa-free travel to China. Well, there kind of is.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's not visa-free, but there's travel to China. I mean, as I understood it, now, I didn't have the opportunity to do this because my train ticket didn't work this way. But I went to the stop before China in Hong Kong.
Right.
And I basically, as I understand it, all you had to do was walk up there, slap down some money for a travel visa, and I could have gone in.
Okay.
Now, I couldn't go in because of my train ticket. I couldn't get past the little thing, but they said, that's what they said at the information booth, that all you have to do is go in there and do that. And so I could have bought a ticket right there to walk through the little turnstiles to go check it out, but it's like, it's going to be late afternoon, I'm cheap, I don't want to do it.
So if your country has travel restrictions to another country that you would like to go, having the secondary passport that allows you to travel to the country you wish to go, free and clear, is beneficial.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
It's also always good to have a backup country.
I don't know if Russia's it, though.
I mean, but that's all you can get.
Although rumors of change have been floating around for months, the law was rapidly adopted in April, with the legislation being introduced, voted on, and signed within the space of just 17 days.
That's pretty fast.
Right.
So that sounds like COVID-19 legislation there.
Could have been.
We need to generate some income.
In February, daily newspaper Kommersant reported that the procedure for accepting foreigners for citizenship of the Russian Federation will be significantly simplified with the aim of attracting up to 10 million new citizens. Before its introduction to Parliament, Russian MP Konstantin Zatulin called the idea correct, long overdue, and consistent with common sense, noting that the new legislation will allow a diaspora born abroad to more easily obtain Russian citizenship. The legislation also eases up the requirements for people with a Russian spouse. For example, if a foreigner is married to a Russian and they have a children together, the necessity of a 5-year residency is reduced to 3, and the need to prove a legal source of income has been scrapped. Citizens of Moldova, Ukraine, Belarus, and Kazakhstan have had the process to Russian citizenship made even more relaxed, with the entire residence requirement being altogether removed.
So they just have to go up and say, I want to be a citizen.
Absolutely. Seems that way according to the article, which okay. Russia Today is the source, RT.com. So take that, you know, with whatever grain of salt.
Probably true. I mean, yeah. In that circumstance. What do you think the advantage to this might be? I mean, I think it's interesting.
That's the thing. I don't know what the advantage would be to me or a United States citizen unless you're, you know, unless you have a connection to Russia or you're trying to get out or trying to get there for whatever reason you
have. I mean, or if you catch a warrant in the U.S., you might want to get on a plane.
Oh, God. You could. Perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is a backup country. It's not the best one, but...
Yeah, I don't think...
And I mean, it's not just for U.S. citizens, so if right. Russia might be better than wherever you are.
And I would think that if you were... Stacking up, like, if you, clearly most of the people listening to me have a U.S. passport or are eligible for one, right? And I would think that the Russian passport would be a nice complement to that passport. Presumably, the places that you need a visa to get into with a U.S. passport, you could get into without one with a Russian passport.
Right.
I don't know the answer to that question,
yeah.
But apparently they've just made getting a Russian passport and citizenship quite a bit
easier.
Or maybe
you want to go to some place that the U.S. is messing with and you don't want to flash your U.S. passport on the way in.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of Americans that go abroad and claim to be Canadian. I mean,
yeah.
But at the border, you have to show your U.S. passport, and then you tell everyone that you're Canadian.
I'm from really close in Canada. There was a mistake. Now, I've never done that. I wouldn't do it. I mean, you know, I am not my government, and anybody simple enough to believe that somehow I am responsible for what happens in Washington, D.C., doesn't understand our country, and frankly doesn't understand theirs. You know, the question that I would ask them is I would, oh, yeah? Well... what kind of power do you have over Kuala Lumpur or whatever? And when they're like, none, I'm like, that's the kind of power I have over Washington, D.C.
But you get to vote.
So what?
If you get to exercise your rights and power.
I can vote, but my vote has been meaningless for president, at the very least, every time I voted. There hasn't been a single time that the presidency has been decided by the state I was in and my one single vote in that state. So... You know, the outcomes were always going to be exactly the same as they were, even though I voted or didn't vote, in depending on the election that had occurred. Because there's been elections, and I voted in some and not voted in others. This is the reason that I say that voting is inconsequential, because it's inconsequential, at least in the presidency. So what does it appear that one has to do if, for, say, an American to become a Russian citizen? I'm going to do this.
Either have a Russian spouse...
I don't.
Or you have to be living in Russia.
Okay.
So it's you know, it's easier to get one, but it's still specific.
How long do I have to live in Russia?
I think it said the requirement, well, the marriage requirement was down from 5-year residency to 3. I don't think it said anything about how long you have to be there specifically as an individual.
So I have to marry one of their Russian women?
That's one way, but it just said the requirements have been lessened.
I see.
I'll try to, give me a second. I'll try to find what it exactly says.
I always am brought back to the gal from Fifth Element. There was this military gal who came in to try to get the Bane character, whose name I don't remember, Corbin.
Corbin Dallas, multipass.
Yeah, multipass. He trying to get him to go on this mission, right? She was a tough broad.
Yep. Gal.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DINOVITE.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's free as in freedom here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
And that number in this whole show is basically brought to you by the amplifiers. People who have decided that they're willing to give, well, different amounts. We ask for $5 a month to support Free Talk Live and our mission to bring the power to speak freely on the airwaves. And a group of people willing to take the position of freedom in American radio where people just aren't doing that. So, yeah, people like Loring here, I actually know his last name, I was about to say it, but what our policy is that we only say what you enter into the amplifier program as your name. So thank you to Loring, who is a platinum amplifier.
Nice.
That's one of the big ones at $25 a month. So thank you, Loring, and thank you all amplifiers. Again, we only ask for five, but, you know, good folks like Lauren keep us going. So we were apparently not only talking about Corona and the threat that China exists to the United States and its position in the world, and Russian citizenship is apparently a lot easier now, but Trump is threatening the post office if they don't do as he wishes. And, you know, I got to say, this is one of the things that kind of bugged me about the whole Trump becoming president. Admittedly, I like that Neil Gorsuch, and to some extent Brett Kavanaugh, not the best, but to some extent Brett Kavanaugh, were appointed by Donald Trump, but that's mostly where my favor tends to end. I mean, the guy is amusing. He doesn't seem to want to fight too much. I like that. But, yeah, that's it. So what's he trying to get the post office to do?
Bizarrely, he's withholding funds from the post office unless they charge Amazon more for shipping.
Why is that bizarre?
Because that's a weird reason to withhold funds.
No, like it's not.
You're like punishing one company.
If I have a kid and they're like, they have my car and they're like selling rides for less than what the gas costs, I might be like, okay, you can stop it.
But it's not across the board, charge more. It's one. It's like charge that one kid more, right, for the ride. Like, Susie can ride for the same price.
Because you're giving that one kid a deal, probably.
Tommy
Amazon
has to pay
deals
more
with the post office.
Let's go ahead. Let's hear the article.
President Donald Trump said Friday that he won't approve a $10 billion loan for the U.S. Postal Service unless the agency raises charges for Amazon and other big shippers to four or five times.
And other big shippers, okay. Uh-huh.
Well, so I have a problem with the post office as it exists currently. It is an ad venue, right? I mean, most of the things that I get from the post office are crap that I didn't ask for.
Since the lockdown, I haven't been getting junk mail, and so I don't know if the mail came yet or not.
But could you not avoid that by not putting up a mailbox?
Well, I could tear down the mailbox in the house that I bought, if that's what you're asking me.
Sure.
And that would prevent some mail. But, I mean, I need some of the mail to be delivered.
Okay.
I need to know about my oil, you know, my heating oil. And I need to know about electricity and things like that.
So when I made the move to New Hampshire, I did not officially update the post office with my new mailing address. Right. The mail that I wanted to get, I told those companies, hey, you should probably send your stuff here now.
Yep.
And then that's it. So the only junk mail that I get is the you know, the regular stuff addressed to, like, current resident or person at this address.
See, I don't get junk mail, like, to me personally. I just get, like, junk mail.
So I could buy a mailbox someplace, and I have one, actually.
Okay.
And I could have the letters I want sent there, but I'm trying to keep a level of anonymity. There has never been a letter go to the house that I'm at this moment that has my name on it.
Okay.
Not once. So, there have been letters to other people's names, and, you know, in some cases I've opened those letters because they're actually to me or something like that. But, yeah, I mean, I still get the resident and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But if you didn't have a mailbox, like if I didn't have the mailbox at my apartment.
I lived for 15 years without a mailbox. I'm familiar with that process.
Yeah.
And what it meant that I had to pay for a private mailbox, and I did that. But, you know, I mean, it's
not worth it?
I think that, you know, it has its ups and downs. It's not like it's going to solve the problem. People still want to know where you live. And I'll tell you what, they will not do business with you if you do not tell them where you live. So you either have to be prepared to tell them something else, or you'd be prepared to give them your, you know, the residence where you live.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're prepared to tell them something else, then that's fine. But I wasn't prepared to tell them that. What I was prepared to tell them is I'm not prepared to tell you that. And that just shuts down all the conversation. And it makes them immediately more suspicious. And it used to be that you could give a private mailbox, like Free Talk Live's mailbox is 63 Emerald Street here in Keene, New Hampshire. If you go there and you attempt to communicate with Free Talk Live, as people have... You're going to be sorely disappointed. You're going to be looking in between the shipping shack and the CPA's office for where we are. And we're not there because we're in the shipping shack in a little hole that's about 6 inches by 6 inches where letters come. And, you know, people have tried. I mean, multiple times. I mean, not just one person.
Hey, we're at the
studio. How would you know that? Like, if somebody called you and admitted to that, how would you know that?
Well, that's how.
We tried to come by to Free Talk Live, and it's just a mailbox.
And the people at the shipping shack are like, somebody was by for it to find you today. You know, so there's the two ways that I found out.
They walked into a place called Shipping Shack.
Right. So if a half a dozen people have gone to the shipping shack looking for me, in either I've found it in a variety of ways, how many people have gone, and we know it, how many people have gone and said, oh, my God, this is a shipping shack? And
that would be the intelligent thing to do, and then just leave.
Right. So how many people have done that? And my presumption is multiples beyond, the ones that we've been reported on.
Or stake out the shipping shack covertly and follow Mark back to wherever it is he ends up after going to shipping shack.
The news for them, I never go.
Well, whomever. The postal service is a joke because they're handing out packages for Amazon and other internet companies, and every time they bring a package, they lose money on it, Trump told reporters in the Oval Office. The president was responding to a question about reports his administration plans to force major changes in postal operations as the price for approving a $10 billion loan that was included in the government's $2 trillion economic rescue package.
I would, if I was, you know, the president, I'd ring up Jeff Bezos, whom he is enemies with. I'd say, hey, how can we make this organization more efficient? Or I'd ring up FedEx or UPS or something. Like, they have the nuts and bolts of a really great shipping company, and somehow they managed to keep on messing it up. And to some extent, the United States government requires the post office to do ridiculous things. It makes it difficult for them to compete. But at the same time, they've got a monopoly on first-class mail.
Which is way too cheap,
right,
as it is.
You know, I mean, you know, right now the president could be doing his, you know, his evening-long song and dance that says, write Grandma a letter, right? And get the kids of America to write Grandma a letter.
They were trying to get people to buy stamps, first the forever stamps,
wait,
in advance.
They were trying to get people? I thought people were doing that on their own.
Well, they're basically a currency. Yeah. But, yes, they were trying to get people to buy ahead. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a grim economic prediction from White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett.
The next couple of months are going to look terrible. You're going to see numbers that are as bad as anything that we've ever seen. I think GDP growth in the second quarter is going to be, you know, negative, big number. Wall Street estimates are 20, negative 20, negative 30%.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told Fox News Sunday the economy will bounce back in the summer. With states like Georgia giving the green light to gradual reopening, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she believes it's too soon.
As an elected official, we often want to be right, but I can tell you that this is one that I hope that I'm wrong about. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. I hope that the governor is right and I'm wrong, because if he is wrong, more people will die.
This is USA Radio News. As governors across the country struggle to decide when to reopen their economies, medical experts say there's not enough testing happening for non-essential businesses to start reopening. Dr. Michael Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota.
Our government is not working with private sector companies, as all the other governments of the world are now seeking testing to understand how to best ramp up these reagents that we do need. Number two is we have the wild, wild west for testing right now. The FDA has all but given up its oversight responsibility for the tests we have on the market. Many of them are nothing short of a disaster.
Osterholm on NBC's Meet the Press. The average price for a gallon of gas fell 9 cents over the past 2 weeks to $1.93 a gallon. According to the Lundberg survey, the highest price in the nation was in Honolulu at $3.13 a gallon, the lowest in Tulsa, Oklahoma at $1.13 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Looks like we got quite a few people lined up here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
So let's jump right in. I'm going to try, on the amp-only call-in line on Discord, I'm going to try Horn Solo. I'm taking a bit of a chance here because I don't know. I didn't test this microphone with him. I tested the last one. Horn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, can you hear me okay now?
I got you. Beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, this is a studio mic. The other was a crappy headset, so this should sound better. Okay, so what I wanted to do is just discuss a little bit the difference in numbers between coronavirus and influenza.
Okay.
So you've referred to the, 0.1% that's the case rate fatality for the flu.
Yep.
So, and what we're seeing now with the serological surveys for coronavirus is the number is looking like 0.5, I think.
I've heard that number, too.
California. Yeah. But one thing to realize, there's two numbers that we're dealing with here. The CFR, which is the 0.1%, is the case fatality rate.
Okay.
The number that we're going to be getting with these serological surveys for the corona, the IFR, which is the infection fatality rate.
Okay.
So The number, I'm not an epidemiologist or anything like that, but the number that I understand that is the infectious or the infectious fatality rate for the is actually 0.04% or somewhere. So
that's for corona.
Apples, that's or COVID. For influenza.
Influenza.
Yes.
Well, one of the problems with influenza is that they guess the number of people who had it.
Yeah, I didn't go to the doctor that year I had the flu. I was just like, I hope I don't die. I'm staying home.
Right. So they guess the number of people who had it, and they guess the number of people who have died. So, you know, in many cases, they don't even know what the person died of. They're just saying the flu. And that makes things very difficult when saying how good or bad the flu is.
But either way, 0.5, I'll roll those dice any day. Like,
and really, yeah. Those numbers aren't 0.5 for you. Those are across the spectrum of human beings. And everybody has their, you know, the things that make them more or less likely to catch. Because apparently a lot of people, because they just had a study that came out of L.A. where they just went around the streets of L.A. and gave people tests, and 22 to 55 times the number of people, this projection from the study, have corona as what they thought in Los Angeles. And now, admittedly, that's not the it's not the single best way to test, but 22 to 55 times the number of people having it drives the death rate way down.
Right, and that's why it's looking like it's more like 0.5 versus the 3% or whatever the initial World Health Organization.
Well, that's what they started with China, and World Health Organization, or China, as you, but you repeat yourself, you know? So one of the reasons I believe we had this total lockdown is because China said this disease kills 3 to 5% of the people who catch it, and that's a pretty scary number. And that's getting into the threshold where you're like, well, maybe we should do a lockdown. Turns out we did a lockdown and we didn't have any numbers anywhere near that because the Chinese were lying because the Chinese lie.
Even if that number was accurate, you still don't need the lockdown. You just go like, you know what? For 3 to 5%, I'm not going to go out anymore. Sorry, I'm calling in COVID to work. I'm calling in COVID.
Yes, that's absolutely something that somebody could do. I've got so many people on the line. Horn, do you have anything else?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say, because of those numbers, there is a difference between flu, what you're stating for flu, and coronavirus. And if we
need the difference is we know a little more about the flu than we do about corona at this point.
But my understanding from what you said just now is 0.5 is the highest fatality rate that anybody is reporting. Is that correct?
That's with the antibody tests, which more truthful, more of an idea of what's actually happening versus active testing that they're doing. But still, it's 0.5 versus the flu, which is 0.04 if you're going for the same number.
The numbers I've seen for the flu are 0.1.
Right, that's the CFR. The IFR is people who
You can't compare the IFR to the CFR and then come up with fair numbers. I mean, we have to go apples to apples, and we don't have apples for one at this point. I think it's very preliminary to come up with it. But I do agree with you that corona is possibly more dangerous than the flu, but if it was a bad case of the flu, then the flu numbers go up. How is it compared to the flu of 1918?
Right. I mean, that was bad. But what I was going to say is, if you need 60% for herd immunity, and the IFR is 0.5, then you're still going to look at a million people to make that happen.
In the United States or worldwide?
In the United States.
Okay.
As long as we all know that that's what we're
doing. I don't think it's going to be 0.5, frankly. I mean, I really don't.
Yeah, that might be the case. But right now, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm sorry to say this. Thank you for the call, Horn. If America... I mean, how many people were going to die in America in 2020 anyway? And I believe the number was 800,000.
Okay.
Well, if corona takes out 800,000 people who are going to die anyway, and then another 200,000. Well, numbers aren't that, okay.
I'm with you. It's insignificant.
800,000
people aren't going to not die of other causes because we have corona.
I think that might be, that might not be necessarily true. So if you've got, you're going to die of diabetes, or you're going to die of,
corona is hitting nursing homes pretty hard.
Right.
People who are like already on hospice care.
Those are the people who are okay. So there is overlap there.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. Who's been on here the longest? Pat in Michigan, WTKG. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
Got the radio down low enough?
Yep.
All right. Melanie, good evening to you too, my dear.
Hey.
I have many marbles rolling on my roulette wheel right now. We got the drones that, what, I guess 21 states have bought from China, and they're going to be probably reporting their intelligence back to the Chi-Coms.
That could never happen.
Where the brains are from.
That could never happen.
New Jersey is already bragging on them. I heard from the governor himself.
Clearly, the United States government has already been guilty of having modem companies run their routers and modems through, certain processes so they have a back door to millions of modems.
There was the whole Huawei
scandal. We've been prostituting ourselves for generations here.
Yeah, and so the presumption that China won't do it is obviously naive.
Yeah, exactly. The enemy of my enemy is not my friend.
No.
So ban all Chinese imports of all Chinese goods, then.
I wouldn't say that. Right. I would say that you probably shouldn't have your law enforcement agencies buying their drones directly from China. Just guessing.
Yeah, that's really silly.
Would you permit me another thought?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Back in, I believe it was the end of February, there was a sulfur plume that came from China around the Wuhan province, and it was so big it could be seen from space.
All right, I'll take your word for it. I don't know nothing of this sulfur plume.
Well, the thing is this was caused by body burning, because there's the only way that much sulfur oxide could be put into one place at one time.
All those
and shortly protests. after that, there was 200. But now I think I don't want to exaggerate the number. I'm trying to be accurate here. I think it was 20 million. It might have been 200 million cell phone users that were suddenly unavailable for service.
So, I don't know. I wouldn't be the one to.
This
but I was not too far from there at that time. I was, I was a. If you could see it from space, I should have been able to see something of this cloud at that time. I was over in the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. I didn't notice it, but I'd be interested in checking out. Thank you for the call, Pat. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, here on Free Talk Live.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's a final segment. I guess that's just sort of generally the branding of the show, right? Like, that's what we do here at Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Let's go right to the phones. We got Robert calling in from Virginia Beach. Listen to WNIS. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, hello. How y'all doing today?
All's well.
Good, good. I meant to call about the, I was listening for your voting in communism and being a Russian and whatnot, and that was subpar of my conversation. I do apologize. But I did. It seems like the coronavirus is a...
Did you call in earlier this evening? I'm sorry.
No, I have not. No, I have.
Okay. Okay.
I just started listening on the way home. I do listen to WNIS.
Okay. Awesome. Big old station.
But, yes. But I would like to point a couple there's a lot of misconceptions out there, and I really, it's not a health issue, I don't think, as much as it is a political issue, and I'll state why. Of course, the governors and the mandates are guidelines of what can be opened and what cannot be opened. I find it kind of interesting how food places, particularly Targets, your Walmarts, this in nature, they can be open.
Right.
People come in, they go into shopping, and Walmart supermarkets are very large, and we can all walk around and do our shopping, but we can't have clothing stores open. We can't have the malls open. We can't have movie theaters open. Well, there's just as many people. It's nothing to do with our health and safety.
But Walmart can sell
everything
clothes.
Would be shut down. Everything would be shut down, but it's not.
Yeah, it's clear. Not, I don't know what it is.
With our health and safety.
I think it's just
a
charade.
Control. It has to do with our political control. The governors love this. Socialistic control of our economy. And it's ruining this country. It's ruining our state. And that's the problem. It has nothing to do with our health. The statistics that you're talking about are the percentages of people dying or whatever, the 0.5 or even the 8 to 5% to get it. I'd rather die on 95% people that are not getting it.
I'm more likely to die in the car on the way to get a haircut than I am to die
Thank
in Corona
you.
From getting a haircut.
Thank you. And on top of that, it's our life. It's our freedom, our liberty. Now, if we're all going to die someday, it's not our control. So live our lives, live our country, and open it up again. And if hospitals are there, people are there, you get sick, you go to the hospital. That's how it works. Now, if you die, it's unfortunate. I'm not all for people dying.
It's unfortunate, but it's going to happen. Like, there's two facts here.
Why do you hate old people?
But it's not going to
happen. Because they messed everything up. Because they should have had savings and be retired and isolate those or quarantine themselves and they could just order in. But they decided not to do that.
And if they didn't, they died. That's fine. I mean, whatever. If you're sick, don't go out in public for one. Dude, if you are sick, go to the hospital and get treated. Okay? Don't shut everything down because people can't make up their minds and can't do things right. All right, that's number one. It's nothing to do with our health. It's about political control. And that's what people are sick and tired of. They want to live in liberty. They want to live in the Constitution and their right to live and work and breathe and be that way. This is not Venezuela. This isn't Russia. We have liberty. We have
but some
freedom.
People
don't
want the liberty.
It's going to be China.
Some people want the liberty to keep people at home. And that's really
that's not a liberty.
That's not a liberty.
No,
that's
it's not.
An infringement.
That's
I don't know if it's socialism, it's authoritarianism. I mean,
well, okay, same thing. It's all the same line of government control.
It all comes together.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So don't give me this line that our governor, especially, is a doctor, blackface, Northam. We care about the health and welfare of our citizens. Excuse me. Your job is not to care about my welfare. Your job is to run a state and the services that it provides for us people. Don't care about my health and welfare because you never cared about it before.
You know what? I'm sure you're not familiar with the New Hampshire governor because you don't live in New Hampshire. But Governor Christopher Sununu in New Hampshire, his explicitly stated reason for not lifting the restrictions in is because he doesn't want people coming from Mass. Now, this is the same individual who signed the consent decree to have people imported from Somalia as refugees into New Hampshire. So that's okay, but we'll just all die if people come from Mass to New Hampshire. So,
Massachusetts is what you mean, not
Church
Service for Catholics.
Yeah, because I can't pronounce that, so I just call it the Mass. Yeah, so that's a completely inconsistent position, but that's what he's, trying to sell.
Well, it's no surprise. Robert, thank you.
Well, what's the infection rate in Somalia? Maybe it's safe to come from.
I don't know. They don't have anything there because it's Somalia.
If the concern is about disease, though.
You don't want to be importing people from the third world.
Is it this disease that it's bad to die from? I mean, I didn't, before that, if you're going to let people come en masse. Now, look, I'm no advocate of government's, borders or anything like that. However, I mean, Melanie's pointing out an inconsistency.
Sure.
And if he signs an order that allows a bunch of folks
to come from Africa. And it's not allowed, because this isn't an open borders issue. You're going and getting them and bringing gear. That's entirely different.
Understood. But I'm just saying, if it's a health concern, and the people coming from Somalia are less of a health risk for COVID-19, then people coming over from Massachusetts.
Generally.
Okay.
So if you're concerned about health, you're not going to be like, let's go over to the third world.
Yeah, I'm not sure that your analogy on Free Talk Live is particularly useful because you're immediately dinging all the libertarians who are pro-immigration and going, bing, 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 bing. It's like, what?
Immigration and importation are two different things as well.
Let's just stick with, it's not the governor's job to decide whether or not people can go outside. And frankly, they haven't done a very good job. There's lockdowns in New York City. They're having terrible problems there. This is a politician's dream.
Is it the federal government's
job? Cuomo has been on the TV every day.
Is it the federal government's job as part of the general welfare clause?
Well, I don't know. I think one can make the argument that a state, whatever that might be, can, lock down in order to prevent a pandemic. But I think we've had the test, and they're bad at it. Sweden, who decided not to do the test, appears to have come out better. I mean, we can all decide how the next pandemic goes, right? Like, you have to figure it out for yourself. What do you think it's going to be like? But right now, Americans are really to kill each other over this we're stuck inside thing. It ain't going to be pretty if these politicians continue to do this. At some point or another, people are going to their state houses armed to the teeth.
Well, what if it's a cried wolf scenario when the real pandemic comes and people go like, well, they botched the last one. We're not going to follow the orders.
That is something I've considered. Like, if there actually was a highly deadly disease that was going around, we would have no way of knowing that because there's no credible entity that can tell us.
That's true. And, you take the risk for yourself as an individual.
This is the problem, is that the state gets the authority, and they're the ones that are least responsible. And that always goes badly. I don't know. Let's go to David, calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, listening to you on KENN.
Four Corners.
New Mexico. Yeah, home of the car dealership that does not honor its commitments. Do not buy from them.
Well, yes, they do have car dealerships where you are.
That's right, and they
the one
don't
that doesn't honor their commitments.
Yeah, that's what
it's
I said.
The one, yeah. That's right. That would be all of them. But anyway, so do not buy from them. But there's going to be a shootout on the streets of Grants, New Mexico, tomorrow because the mayor
high
is
noon?
In a fight with. Well, yeah, high noon, and at the Okie Dokie Corral, and because the mayor, Little Miss Stompy Feet Michelle Wuhan Grisham, is in a pissing match with the mayor of Grant. Oh, and there's video. You need to search online for Mayor Martin Hicks, Grants, New Mexico, where he talks about how the governor is killing us. What you gonna do? Put us in jail? She's already killing us. So there's cool video, and it was the story was picked up by U.S. News and by the Washington Times. But so the mayor has lifted his not work order in the town of Grants. He's bringing his 80 government employees back to work, and he's supporting all of the businesses.
So is
and
it the governor's order that the mayor is lifting, or the mayor has his own order?
Well, they generally, you know, the governor issued theirs, and then the counties and the municipalities also issued their orders also.
The mayor had been enforcing the governor's orders.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he's not only not enforcing it, he's counteracting. He's saying, everybody go back to work. He's bringing in all of his employees for the city, and there's 81 businesses that signed a petition that they intend to open up tomorrow morning. And so this has got and the sheriff and the town police, obviously, but the sheriff is supporting it, say they're not going to enforce anything against these businesses that open. But Mike Johnson, I believe it is, the chief of the New Mexico State Police, he's at the beck and call of Governor Stompy Feet, and he is intending to cite all of them. So it should be a showdown in Grants, New Mexico tomorrow.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to lose more money on, a ticket, even if it's a fairly high ticket, or losing your entire business? I mean, that's just cost to do a business. It's like, I have to pay property taxes, this fine, and sales tax.
David, call in with this and tell us what happened tomorrow. I'm kind of curious. I didn't know anything about that. FreeTalkLive.com. Go there, sign up for our newsletter if you would, please. It's a great way to find out all the news that's going on with Free Talk Live. That's why we call it a newsletter. You can also sign up for our Telegram and get our show prepped that way, and you know, all kinds of ways to stay involved with Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.